7:38 on the morning show. Over the weekend, Pope Benedict set the date for the canonization of Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, a story with a significant local aspect to it. We're on the line right now with Beth Lynch of the Auriesville Shrine. Good morning, Beth. How you doing?
Morning, Bob. Very good.
The Auriesville Shrine, or the Shrine of the North American Martyrs in Auriesville, one of two shrines in our area dedicated to Blessed Kateri, the other one, the Kateri Shrine itself in Fonda. Kateri was born at the Auriesville, at that location, which is now the Auriesville Shrine, back in the 1600s. So tell us what you've heard or what you know or what you've been informed in connection with the ceremonies, I believe it's called canonization.
Yes, that's right. And we don't have specific events planned yet for Auriesville. That is in the works, thanks be to God, now that we have an actual date for this. The canonization itself will take place in Rome at the Vatican, and that involves great ceremony, Holy Mass, and, of course, more than one saint is going to be made that day, Kateri, Blessed Marianne Cope, and four others. So it will be a great celebration, and Rome does this about every year.
Really?
If not every year, but whenever the Holy Father, you know, deems it necessary, and he's moved by the Holy Spirit to raise up holy people as models to the flock here in the world, then the canonizations happen.
Well, I'm glad you explained.
It's a very exciting process.
I'm glad you explained that it takes place in Rome. You know, I looked at some of the copy, and I didn't quite get it. I thought maybe we were now in competition to have the event here, but that the event has to take place in Rome.
That's right. It's rare that it would not take place in Rome. It has happened, but it usually does take place in Rome. But whoever is affiliated with that saint will have a grand celebration locally. For example, the Little Sisters of the Poor in Latham, their foundress was canonized last year or the year before. And so, of course, they celebrated at their residence in Latham when Sister Faustina, the Divine Mercy Saint, was canonized by Pope John Paul II. There was a great celebration at the Divine Mercy Shrine, even though the canonizations themselves happened in Rome. So we'll do something along those lines. We will have our own celebration, a very special mass, a very special liturgy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would imagine, and perhaps be in touch, because in this age of communication, I guess I would imagine screens showing the canonization at Auriesville, and also maybe across the river at the Fonda Shrine.
Right, right. We're in process of trying to set up something like that. Rome is 6 hours ahead of us, which works to our advantage, you know, that perhaps we can get some kind of a feed or a copy in time to show at the Colosseum. That can't promise that, but we're trying to figure out if that's going to be possible.
And October 21st is a Sunday, correct?
Yes.
And the Pope announced this while he was, I'm probably using the proper words, elevating a bunch of cardinals, including the Archbishop of New York, Timothy Dolan. And I saw some of the news coverage that said, well, you know, he, in a sense, the Pope did this in part because of Dolan, in that even though he doesn't represent this area, he's not the bishop of this area, he's the close enough. He's the Bishop of New York.
Of New York, that's right. That's right. Archbishop Dolan, of course, has a great, beyond a recognition for our saints, certainly a devotion. When he met with the Holy Father last September with all the bishops of New York, he personally did speak to the Holy Father about the saints from New York, the holy people, not yet saints from New York. Of course, there's a kind of a local pride in that. But we know that the universality of the Catholic Church is always raising up people at just the right time in history for the rest of us to see what God can do with each of us. And so this is maybe it's a wonderful kind of a dovetail that that Archbishop Dolan is now a cardinal and Blessed Kateri is going to be canonized. You know, that isn't, I think those kinds of, that kind of orchestration is up to the Holy Spirit and not to men.
Well,
so we praise God for this.
Well, I'm sure you do. And, you know, speaking as someone of an outsider, I mean, it's probably good to kind of change the subject from, in the Catholic Church, from sexual abuse to something like this.
Oh, see, the Catholic Church does such marvelous, marvelous works in the world. Their hospitals, their schools, their missionary work, it's just phenomenal, including here in the Albany Diocese. I mean, the Catholic Charities and all kinds of domestic missionary work goes on constantly. And that doesn't get the press, unfortunately. So this is just a wonderful, shining example of what the Church has to offer the world because of its reflection of what's happening right in heaven and through the Spirit.
And another angle, and again, I feel like we're talking on different planes here, another angle is the Church's current dust-up with the Obama administration over birth mm-hmm. control information. So mm-hmm. that's made this story,
that's
I would
right.
say, even hotter than it maybe would have been.
Sure, sure. But, you know, the Church needs to have a strong voice. You know, this isn't, even though it's focused on the Church, this is about religious liberty in for everybody. You know, after the Catholic Church, who's going to be next? So people need to stand together in this.
Well, again, appreciate your opinion. Don't necessarily share it.
Yeah.
But our Cardinal, I guess we call him Cardinal Dolan now, another angle.
Correct.
He's also seen... I mean, although I gather from the coverage, he's seen as, I think they call him, there's a word they use, it could be he would be the next pope, but I guess they're saying, well, he could be, but he probably won't be, but at least he's considered as the possible next pope.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's always a lot of speculation in that regard, and who's to say, other than when the cardinals actually meet mm-hmm. for the next pope, and of course, it's a very prayerful time. And that's how they're guided. So we'll see. We'll see. He's a wonderful man. He has a very welcome presence, I think, on the international stage, and he does very well with the media,
yeah.
which is something certainly that we need. And but he very prayerful, and his mm-hmm. humility, which he spoke of directly after he was entered into the College of Cardinals, is a very key point, I think.
Yeah, I must say, I only saw a little bit of him, you know, in the media over the weekend, Cardinal Tim Dolan in New York City, and I suppose I could have seen him other times, but he did impress me. You know, he does have a presence, and I must say, it reminded me a little bit of John Paul II.
Hmm, really?
You know, he's got this sort of presence in media, you know, like a...
Yes.
You know, he's a big guy, it looks like, anyway,
mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
was John
yep.
Paul II, you know.
Yeah, and Cardinal Dolan jokes about that all the time, about his size. Yeah.
Now,
wonderful sense of humor.
Another point, and you alluded to this, in addition to Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, I hope I'm saying, well, I'm giving you one of the many pronunciations I've heard of it,
mm-hmm.
but there's this other saint who's from the Utica area. Could you know about mm-hmm. her, and could you tell us mm-hmm. a little bit about her?
Well, she was a Blessed Marianne Cope. She was a Franciscan sister from the Syracuse and Utica areas. Both places have an affiliation with her. And she worked with the lepers in Hawaii. She was there, I don't know if you're familiar with St. Damien of Malachi. He was canonized not long ago. This was in the 1800s. So her charitable work and her work with the least of these, as Jesus referred to marginalized people, was with those who were ostracized because of their very contagious illness that we know today as Hansen's disease, but then it was called leprosy, and has it's kind of a hot button in all the New Testament stories that the lepers were so feared
mm-hmm.
because people
yep.
knew that they could contain, and those were the ones that Jesus went to. You know, he those were the ones that he had a great affinity for because that's who he was. He went to those who were most marginalized. So Blessed Marianne Cope worked with those people,
mm-hmm.
and yes, and so she too will be elevated to sainthood October 21st.
Okay. Oh, so well, that wasn't clear to me either. But so it's the same day. That
yes.
The Pope will elevate all the blessed folks to sainthood on that day that he's announced.
The one, right, not all of them in the church, but there are six or seven. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I mentioned, again, by the way, we're talking with Beth Lynch, who does media, among other things, for the Auriesville Shrine, the Shrine of the North American Martyrs in Auriesville, where Kateri Tekakwitha was born. She was actually raised, I guess you'd say, or grew up across the river at where the Kateri Shrine's located. Is that the distinction there?
Correct. She was born at Auriesville. Sometime after she was 4 or 5 years old, they moved the village of just a few miles west, but still on the south bank of the Mohawk River. When she was about 10 years old is when they moved the village to what is now Fonda.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she grew up. That's where she was catechized when the missionaries returned after a lot of wars going on between the tribes as well as between the natives and the French. And that's where she was baptized, was in Fonda.
I was reading.
So there.
Go ahead.
There are three places who claim her: the Auriesville because she was born there, Fonda because she was baptized there, and then Kahnawake, Canada, because that's where she's entombed. That's where she's buried.
Really? Okay. So, you know, I didn't even know that. Although we've talked a number mm-hmm. of times, there's a known burial site for Kateri.
Yes, St. Francis Xavier Church. There's a tomb inside the church, and that's where she rests in peace.
I was reading the Times Union coverage over the weekend by their great writer, Paul Grondahl, talking about, mm-hmm. If I understood the point, that he was talking to somebody at the Fonda Shrine, you know, the Kateri Shrine there, that obviously interest in the shrine has picked up. People have come asking for interventions and so forth. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that as well at Auriesville?
Well, we've received a lot of emails and phone calls from so many people through the years who've been praying to Kateri and who've had prayers answered. So it's not as if all these answered prayers are happening now, but people are coming forward now that they're somewhat, I think, validated. See, you know, we knew Kateri was a holy woman and that she would help us. And so those are the stories that we're hearing, yes.
But now the process begins of planning the local celebrations for around the canonization, I would say.
Correct. We already have some things in place. July 14th is Blessed Kateri's feast day, and so that's always a special day. But this year we're having a healing priest, Father Joseph Whalen, is going to be with us. And his birthday is on July 14th, so this is a wonderful time for him as well. His devotion to Kateri and her intercessory powers with healing, I think that's going to be a very special day. And July 21st, the Kateri Tekakwitha Conference is being held in Albany, and that's an annual event of Native Americans from around the country who gather, who are Catholic Native Americans, and theirs is a charism of evangelization among mm-hmm. Native Americans. Mm-hmm. And they will make a pilgrimage to both Fonda and Auriesville on July 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a very big day. We're expecting between 800 and 1,000 to be there for that pilgrimage.
Well, that's...
And then, of course, the weekend of Labor Day, the Mohawks from St. Regis are always with us the Sunday of Labor Day for a special Mohawk Mass. Mm-hmm. So those events are already in place, and then we will certainly have something very, very unique on the 21st of October.
Well, Beth Lynch from the Auriesville Shrine, the Shrine of the North American Martyrs at Auriesville, thank you very much. A fascinating discussion, and I do thank you for kind of outlining the process as far as we know it as this year goes on with the canonization of Blessed Kateri.
Very good. I appreciate the time, Bob.
Take care.